Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so, oh no, why did, that's no, mm-mm. We're skipping that one. Because I like how Kane put something in there and says, good luck with this one. I'm not doing that one.
What?
Let's see. I had the excavator yesterday. Huh?
You're just
going to
skip it, huh?
Yeah, I am. I'm totally going to skip it. Right. This guy was arrested, Florida man, after falling out of a boat and giving a false name to deputies. Okay. Lakeland, Florida. This feller, it was on Sunday, the Polk County Fire Rescue, they responded to a call about two boaters falling into Crystal Lake in Lakeland. Another man jumped in with pool noodles to try to save the two boaters, according to PCSO. Timothy Lanthrop gave a false name to deputies after they were checked out by medics, and they found his true identity through a fingerprint. I want to know what name. See, they didn't give the name. He had six warrants on him. So that's why he was arrested and why he probably gave a fake name, because he had six warrants on him, and he wasn't going to have that. So he gave false information to deputies, and he was arrested. I wonder what name he gave. Terd Ferguson. T-E-R-D. Terd Ferguson. It's my name. Let's see. Oh, this woman punched a Florida woman punched a girl over a homework mistake. She looks like she was crying in her mugshot. A Florida woman allegedly grabbed a girl by the collar and punched her repeatedly in the face because she had made mistakes on her homework assignment. Margaret Gisome, 35, is accused of repeatedly striking the girl, according to the affidavit. She became upset because the victim was doing her homework wrong after school. The victim's age is not specified. The woman grabbed the victim by her collar, punched her in the face. She had a busted blood vessel in her left eye and a bruise on her left lip. And she said the police said Gisome became upset because the victim was giving wrong. Why don't you help her with her homework? That's not how you help a kid get the right answer, right? That is not how you do that. Not at all. Now, this woman, and this is a North Fort Myers woman, who attacked a man with a machete and chopped part of his thumb off.
Oh.
He's recovering. Lee County Sheriff arrested Sheila King this past Saturday on aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. They said that she internally harmed the man and caused permanent bodily disfigurement. She got mad. Okay, so apparently the guy was a squatter who was living on her property and wasn't doing chores that she... Is it a squatter if you're letting them live there in exchange for doing chores?
No.
Okay, so that was the arrangement. He was living there, and he was supposed to be doing chores, and he wasn't doing them. So she took a machete and started swinging it around, hit a table, and chopped part of his thumb off.
What?
Yeah. So, and she said... She told police that he had been squatting for several months and got mad when she... Dalen Martin said he owned the property. She was squatting for several months. She said that he was squatting. So they, regardless, they're having to go to court. She chopped his thumb off. That's all. She looks like a thumb chopping off kind of lady too.
Can't text Indeed to get a job.
Yeah, that's exactly. The P15. This is a great company, and this is a great firearm. If you are unfamiliar with the P15, you need not be. It is the smallest, thinnest, double stack 9mm that you can get on the market. And with the P15, it comes in two versions. It's the metal version and the polymer version. And the metal versions, I mean, I like both of them, and I think they're both great for different things too. The metal version has that gorgeous walnut wood frame with the textured grip. It's really, it's just it makes it a nice looking gun. Comes with two magazines, both of them do. Standard 15 round with minimal pinky extension. You have a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds as well. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, and you got a fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear. And lifetime warranty, striker fire reliability, great smooth trigger pull. It is just ideal, and it's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. So it's a great concealed carry gun. It's the lightest one, not lightest 9mm I have. You don't lose any stopping power at all, and you get ultimate concealability. It's innovation, performance, and Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. It's the P15. Tell them Dana sent you.
Relieved that former President Trump is safe, and I want the American people to know that the men and women of the FBI are working tirelessly to get to the bottom of what happened. Our work is very much ongoing, and we're just a few days into the investigation, so we're limited in what we can say. At this point, what I can say is that we have dedicated the full force of the FBI to this investigation, and that runs the gamut from criminal to national security resources, from tactical support to evidence response teams, from forensic scientists to operational technology personnel, and I could go on. Together,
sounds like a lot of stuff.
We're working around the clock to investigate this.
They got a lot of activities happening right there. That's FBI Director Chris Wray, who's talking about everything that they're doing now after the second time somebody was attempting to take shots at the former president of the United States. Welcome back to the program. Your lovable curmudgeon here with you, Dana Lash. You can listen coast to coast, channel 347, DirecTV as well, Rumble, where all of the shenanigans happen, and on X. I've got to talk to my good friend. And I think is this the first or second time we've had her on the show? We need to have her on more often. I think this is the second time. Out of all the women in media, she's the one I love the most. Megyn Kelly, who, as you know, she is the host of her own show. She doesn't really need an introduction. She's on SiriusXM. You can listen to her show. Channel, it's easy to remember. It's 111. So it's just one number you got to remember three times, and you can watch her every day, weekday at noon Eastern. Megyn, so good to have you. I love that you're joining me. It's good to see you.
Thank you for that beautiful intro. I love you too.
Oh, thank you. You're very nice. I don't know if people know. I've known Megyn for a really long time, and there are a lot of people in this industry that get real high off their own stash, and I always think that you've been the realest, and you've also been the nicest person that I've met in this industry, and that's why we love you. Aww. So
it's funny you're saying that, because I'm watching you getting ready for the show to come back on the air, and you're sort of jamming along to the music, and I'm thinking, this is literally the coolest person I know. There is nobody cooler.
You're glad the, I wasn't like blowing kind of, my nose or something. I got to remember that for the future.
No, it's like, you're the kind of person I wish I could be when I like go out and people see me in public, but I am not cool. I've just never mastered cool. You've mastered cool.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm going to have to grease my head to get it out of the door. That's going to be a mess. No, but I appreciate you joining me. Let me get your reaction on this. So we played this sound. This is the second time now somebody's attempted to take a shot at the former president. I'm trying to figure out how a dude in a bright pink shirt, we all saw this guy's, you know, choice of clothing, bright pink, like Lily Pulitzer pink, in the bush for 12 hours. Nobody notices. I mean, I know that, you know, like if my garden gnome by the front door is out of place, like how are you Secret Service and you don't know this?
It's a good point about the color of the shirt. I had not thought of that before. I mean, obviously yesterday when the Secret Service director spoke to this, he intentionally dodged when asked if they had patrolled the perimeter. Like, why didn't you patrol the perimeter and did you actually patrol this particular area? And he got out of bounds. It's very clear they either didn't, which is my bet, or they did and they did a crappy job of it. Because obviously the guy was there. And not only did he have the pink shirt on, but he's got the blonde spiky hair. Yeah. He has two backpacks. Oh, and the matter of his weapon. So he would have been tough to miss, I think, because my understanding is that the greenery is on the other side of the fence, on the inside of the fence. But in any event, it's such an obvious porous point from which anybody could try to get Trump that you would understand this is actually an important part to patrol because the club itself is private. So, you know, you're not thinking one of the members is going to do this. If it's going to be somebody from the outside, this is exactly where they'd come, on the outside facing the highway. So, like, if you have patrol duties, wouldn't this be spot number one? And no matter what, even if there are bushes up against on the side, that like sort of the outside, of course, as a Secret Service guy, you've got to get in there. You've got to look. You got to make sure nobody's hiding. It's just an obvious fail. This is two perimeter fails. And they continue gaslighting us about what a great job they did. No one takes anything away from the agent that actually found the guy. He's not right. The problem. The plan is the problem.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the agent, you know, who saw this guy, saw the rifle apparently poking out, the barrel of the rifle poking out. I mean, good on that agent, because that was a split second reaction and they attempted to neutralize that threat. But you bring up a really good point as well. I mean, to not even look at the perimeter. And that brought up the question of, well, what point does someone who's the former president, and I realize it's new territory, the former president who's running again and could be the potential next president, do they get their security kind of like bumped up to the premium package? Like, what's the, I'm just curious about the level of tiers for Secret Security, like Secret Service security.
Let me tell you what this, the premium package is. It's Eric Prince. Call him and let him just handle it and get rid of all the Secret Service. I mean, you truly, you need somebody who's in the full-time business of security, because these Secret Service agents, while I'm sure the couple who are around Trump all the time really would take a bullet for him, as we've seen, this is a multi-person job. And we don't have a lot of faith in the other tiers around Trump for very good reason. And the Secret Service, you know, they're spread too thin. That's true. That's a problem we know about that could be corrected. And Trump did not get the premium package even after assassination attempt number one. They upped his security for sure, but he doesn't have military assets at his disposal, you know, around wherever he goes, like a sitting president would. And let's face it, you and I both know right now, there are more people who want to kill Donald Trump than there are who want to kill Joe Biden.
Yeah.
All Joe Biden's doing is lying in bed or on Rehoboth Beach. He's fine. If ever there were a need to divert a few resources, not all, but a few, from one to the other, if we have to make the choice, now's that time. They didn't do it. And it does make you wonder why the Secret Service has got the head of Ghana, the king of Ghana. He's here for the UN. He's being followed by everybody, the president of Ghana. Okay, great. So are you? That's what our Secret Service is doing. But, you know, the actual possible next president of the United States doesn't have enough people to patrol the perimeter.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to just shrug our shoulders and move forward.
Yeah, I feel like in the case, talking with our friend Megyn Kelly, I feel like in the case of Butler County, even if let's just say they couldn't afford Eric Prince, they could just get some good old boys and they get them out there in the field and they could be like that water tower up there. Maybe get somebody up there or that pitched roof. I mean, these are people who didn't even go through security training are just kind of looking at the obvious, which kind of makes you wonder, is it a level? And there's two ways to look at it. It's either a level of disregard or professional incompetency. That's just by itself professional incompetency, or it's maliciousness. And then you kind of have to ask, well, is there a third option that maybe it's just such a level of incompetency that it rises to maliciousness and people are just like, well, if it happens, it happens. I mean, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but they leave this stuff open for all of us to interpret it that way.
Oh, no, you'll laugh because it was getting so bizarre when you started to hear about this guy's tentacles, you know, this second shooter, and meaning second after the guy in Pennsylvania, that, you know, it's like ties to Iran potentially. Yeah. And, you know, the New York Times admitting that its source and finding the guy was an Afghani who was in Iran and was talking with him. It was like, wait, and now Iran has a death threat on him. And we joked on my team, we're all Laura Loomer now, right? she's very prone to conspiracy theories. But it's crazy how much, like how deep this guy's tentacles go. So you'd be nuts not to ask the questions. For me, the real question here is, do we trust the investigators to really run all this down? Do we trust the FBI to pursue every lead? And what if, God forbid, it did lead to something internal? And I don't know about the FBI. We all know that the FBI doesn't love conservatives and it doesn't love Trump. That Miami head of the field office obviously hated him and was forced to scrub his social media. And of course, they've got a history during Russiagate that does not reflect well on them. But the recent reporting is more about the Secret Service. So this gal, Susan Crabtree, she's a reporter for Real Clear Politics. And this is her beat. Secret Service is her beat. She knows everything about them. She was on our show the night that the attempted assassination was unearthed. And she was saying that there is a former top Obama security official said to her that they believe there is someone who has made it into the top ranks of the Secret Service who is an Iranian operative. And that this person is in some sort of a position where they, let me strike that because there's two different people. There's somebody who is an Iranian agent or working in some way for Iran that's made it into the Secret Service. And separate and apart from that, there's someone who applied to work at the Secret Service who failed the counterintelligence piece of the polygraph one must take to make it into the Secret Service, and they hired this person anyway and made this person in charge of who gets certain intelligence credentials. So there have been some real problems at the Secret Service that go well beyond them hiring hookers and then trying to deny it and trying to cover up for the cocaine in the White House and that head Kim Cheadle trying to get rid of the cocaine and not allow it to be really swept thoroughly for DNA once they found a hit. Those are problems, but like this is next level problem. And somebody's got to kick the tires on exactly how secure the Secret Service circles are.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, the cocaine, I think we all kind of know whose booger sugar that is. Talking with our good friend Megyn Kelly, for those of you who are listening across the country. You mentioned Russiagate. I got to ask you about Hillary Clinton when she was at this forum and she's talking about arresting people for misinformation. Is she not, like, looking back to 2016, her working with Fusion GPS, that entity that should be in a FARA violation? I mean, they were laundering, like, discredited oppo from the Kremlin through the media so that they could get a warrant, a surveillance warrant through improper channels through the FISA court. Would that not make her the queen of disinformation? Wouldn't she be in jail by her own standards?
Lock her up. She should be number one. I'm totally on board with her plan, just as long as she goes first. That sounds great. We'll make an example out of somebody so everybody really gets the message and we know just where to start. That is insanity. That's absolutely not going to happen. And she knows better, right? So, like, what is this? Is it just her perpetuating the lie that there's dangerous misinformation coming from the right that needs to be tamped down? I've never seen a party so in love with censorship. I mean, they absolutely want to censor everyone not on their side. Just today, Elon and Gavin Newsom were warring on X about this new law Gavin Newsom just signed trying to crack down on parody in the state of California. He's saying, oh, you can't have AI that sort of is a deep fake. Well, that is too broad a net to cast given our First Amendment. There already is a U.S. Supreme Court case saying parody is totally lawful. But it's this left wing instinct. Anything that's bad must be silenced. We shouldn't be forced to hear it. And anybody who speaks it can be punished, either fired or sued or thrown in prison. These are not American instincts. And those of us who still have our minds about us, our wits about us, must fight back or we're going to start to lose the First Amendment even more than we already have.
And it was so insidious the way that he was pushing that as well, because he was acting as though it was like a protection for actors and voiceover artists in Hollywood. But as you mentioned, that was one part of it. This was the other part of it where, I mean, it's like he's declaring a war on memes. I mean, really, a war on memes and parody.
This will not be upheld. He should enjoy it while he can, because it's not enforceable. The U.S. Supreme Court, this is one of those that could get struck down 9-0. This is a very short shelf life.
Before we let you go, what are you looking forward to in this November? If you had to get out a crystal ball with everything that you've seen now, how would you interpret everything now? How do you think that's going to hit November? What are we going to wake up to the Wednesday after election?
Oh, my God. I mean, I can't predict who's going to win, but I'll tell you this is I'm pretty certain of this right now. Trump has the electoral advantage for sure. You'd rather be Trump than Kamala now. I just think he's a stronger candidate. She's a mess. The more she gets out there, the worse she'll do. We already know Trump. His unfavorables are not going to go up. They're where they're
going to
stay
there.
Going to be. Right. Yeah. Hers could still go up and probably will. Because she's had just this unprecedented media love affair for the past, 2 months. So I give him the advantage electorally, but I give her the advantage on the get out the vote effort of Team Blue versus Team Red. It's formidable.
They're so good at that.
Do you even know who's running it on the red side? I don't. I know Charlie Kirk is trying to
help. There's a couple of groups, and they're only doing certain states. I don't even know who's doing it, like, in all the states. If it's just still RNC, I know they have like a slate of states, and there's another group that have another slate. I don't know how
Trump's
cohesive.
Trump's trying, but Trump's also trying to just win an election in the first. But I just think, given what we've seen in past elections, if you were just saying who's got a better get out the vote effort, you'd have to put it on Team Kamala, or you'd be dumb. They have been trying to bank and pressure their voters to bank the mail in vote, and they put out all those buses going to the old ladies who they've gotten to register, just saying, all I need is for your ballot. Just give me your ballot and they can whatever. Let me get you to the polling station right this way. And you've got actors and actresses who will be at the helm of the bus. And I don't know what Team Red has, but it hasn't done that well. So look, there's still time. And I'd really like to say, like, it's you, it's me. Those of us who want sanity to prevail, like, we're going to have to drive buses. We're going to have to take the day off and do something, because especially if you're in a swing state, you need to tell every single person you know to vote, or it's not going to go the right way.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. That has to be. I mean, we were joking about it the other day. Maybe we should just take off that day and just, or at least that morning, like, you know, maybe we'll pre-record and then that afternoon just like drive around and make sure everybody like get up people to go and vote and drive them around and make sure it gets
done.
But
it takes planning. You know, it takes planning. The Republicans don't like mail-in balloting. I get it. I understand why. But what things happen on Election Day? Your kid gets sick. The weather's bad. Somebody dies. You know, there's like something comes up. Yeah. And it's not just you, it comes up. So it's like banking the mail-in vote. I realize it's somewhat of a risk in Republicans' minds because you never know. But I think it's a smart bet if there's any doubt you can't get there on Election Day, because that's how they keep winning.
Yeah, they do, and they will unless we do something about it. Megyn Kelly, always so good to see you, my friend. Please give Doug our best. We'd love to see you guys again. You guys need to come down to Texas. We'll go hog hunting. We'll get some brisket.
You know,
we'll blow some stuff up.
That's what Trump needs. He needs Dana and Chris Lash. That's what he needs. He'll be fine. No one will come near him.
No, we'll be there. We'll watch everything. We're a little nuts about it, but that's all right.
Totally believe in you.
Yeah. Megyn, so good to see you. Thanks so much.
Okay, see you soon. Mm-hmm.
In an era where daily election headlines and political turmoil can create a sense of unrest, having a peaceful retreat is more important than ever. Cozy Earth's exceptional products can be instrumental in helping you establish a sanctuary within your own home. Their sheet set is a standout favorite of mine. You get unmatched comfort and a nice soothing touch. You can create your own sanctuary with Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. The softness of their sheets and the quality of their materials will truly elevate your space and turn your bedroom into a cozy haven. And if you're seeking to transform your living environment into a serene escape, Cozy Earth also offers the perfect solution to create that tranquil home that you've been longing for. With a 10-year guarantee, these sheets are a long-lasting investment in quality. So get the ultimate in comfort and up to 40% off at cozyearth.com/Dana and use code Dana. Don't forget to tell them that I sent you in the post-purchase survey and you can get free socks. That's cozyearth.com/Dana and use code Dana to get up to 40% off.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Man, this is crazy. So Elon Musk's Neuralink brain chip has received FDA's breakthrough device status, and it could actually help blind people see again. That's crazy. Did they get to wear, like, it's just the chip, so you don't get to wear, like, the super cool glasses, right? Like you would wear if you're Geordi on Star Trek, although, like, LeVar Burton's a D-bag.
Huh? Could that chip blow up?
Totally.
Oh, no.
Or you could wear, like, the band if you're a psyker in Warhammer. Anyway, it has the breakthrough device. I don't even know what that means. I just think it's cool. It's called Blindsight. That is the coolest. It's, like, the coolest thing ever. Like, it's just wild. So they said that the chip could actually help you see again. I mean, this is wild. I love technology sometimes. Oh, no, this is when I don't know. We're going to talk more about this later on in the broadcast. So Gavin Newsom has signed a bill. It says regulating AI. Well, it's a twofer. It's a bill that touched on the regulation of AI, but it also was a bill that is banning even parody, like AI parody. So he signed two bills into law. One of them was about the use of AI digital replicas of performers into law. And it also gets into the use of it politically. So he was saying that he, because of, you know, stuff like videos that are clearly fake, that are making fun of Kamala Harris, that would be, he would outlaw them in California. And he's been bragging about it on social media. So we're going to talk more about this because they're trying to act like, oh, no, it's just this that's going to help out the entertainment industry. And it's a lot more than that. Also, please let this be like a bunch of aliens. I really want to get invaded by aliens. I just feel like if Jesus isn't going to come anytime soon, I mean, he's coming back. But if it's not going to be soon, then let it be Smod or aliens in the meantime, because, you know, I hate most people. They said an oval-shaped UFO was spotted hovering over Mexico. I hope it's zapping people up. The footage shows that this UFO, it's probably going to be something like a stupid Chinese spy balloon. So boring. They said the alleged flying saucer sightings have been reported in a couple of different neighborhoods. They said they look like a sky lantern floating across the sky. That's what some think it is. Kane and I literally gave the same look just now. Just now we did. Let's see. So they're also saying omnipresent AI cameras will ensure good behavior. This is where I do think that we should replicate the French and just tear down cameras that we don't like. I'm totally fine with this. I wanted to share this story with you. Completely change gears here. Did you guys hear about the Florida sheriff who is done with it? This is such a great story. So this Florida sheriff in Tallahassee, there was a kid that had, and this is a Volusia County sheriff. There was a kid who had, I guess, made threats about shooting up his school. And he was livid over this. He went in and perp walked the kid, made him public, shamed him, and perp walked him. And he had said that, you know, this is accountability. And he said that, you know, I'm going to do this to your kids. He gave an interview and he's like, I'm going to perp walk your kids if that's what it. Audio Soundbite 30. Listen to this. This is so great.
What we're going to start doing Monday is, since parents, you don't want to raise your kids, I'm going to start raising them. Every time we make an arrest, your kid's photo is going to be put out there. And if I could do it, I'm going to perp walk your kid so that everybody can see what your kid's up to.
They're perp walking this 11-year-old.
You're going to be walking over here to the gate over here, all right? Slow and steady. What you here for today? We're going to get you here in the building, all right? Follow this deputy here.
Right this way, young man.
Wow, they're perp walking him. Got the cameras. The 11-year-old student was arrested and charged as a juvenile. He threatened to shoot up a middle school. We do need more of these type of deterrents. These parents are not doing their job. I had suggested, because I don't have a problem with this at all. I have zero problems with this. In fact, I would go one further, and I think that the responsible parents should be given a pass to beat the ass of the irresponsible parents on top of it. I got to tell you. Parents who don't do, and it's, and these kids always are, it's always kids who enable others. I got to say, we had an experience like this once where there was a youth that had threatened something in their school, and the kid was immediately bounced from the school. The school did not play with us. And it was after Parkland when you get these copycat incidents. The school didn't play. They didn't play with us at all. But the parents immediately reacted like everybody was targeting their kid and it was everybody else's fault that their kid was this way. And that's, I don't know, but like the issue of this, the last kid in school, that's what the family was sort of like suggesting, that it's, you know, this kid was picked. I hate that enabling behavior. Good on this sheriff. This is awesome. Sheriff Chitwood. Because he's like, look, if you're not going to do your job and you're going to enable this, I'm going to do it for you. And he ought to. This is, they said that his department spent $21,000 investigating a multitude of hoax school shootings since September 13th. And they said 54 of them came in less than 24 hours. And that was fewer than 24 hours. That was the, it's usually like the type of copycat stuff. That's why you don't, like, we don't repeat the names of stuff. That's why a lot of people are really weird about that now. Because there have been numerous studies showing that that does inspire copycat events. Absolutely. So the fact that he's doing this, that's a good deterrent. There should be a deterrent there. But, and you can have deterrents all day long, and I think it's great, and I think they need to do this. But these parents need to step up. And here's the thing also. It's not just like parents of kids in poor areas, because not all of these incidents where you have these mass killers are poor kids or kids from, you know, underserved. It is this enabling behavior of the parents. You are not protecting your kids by babying them and excusing their behavior. Sometimes being a parent is tough as hell. It is hard. And you are constantly second guessing yourself. Did I go too hard? Did I do this? Did I do that? Because you are helping to shape their character. And they have to understand in the home first that there are deterrents. My kids, I know, would never do that, because Chris and I both are pretty hardcore parents. I don't understand these parents who say, I didn't know my kid had this, or I didn't. We knew everything. My mom knew everything I had. She knew what I was doing. You think that you are crafty? parents are weird, man. The responsible ones know. They just know. It's like you get a feeling like, wait a minute. It feels like somebody's up to no good. You just feel like somebody is, and you got to go check. You know, it's like that sixth sense that you get. I see dead people. You know, I sense shenanigans. You just know. Bad parents are just not paying attention. We all knew bad parents of kids in schools when we were growing up. We all knew that. Like, I went to school with kids who had bad parents who just weren't there, and the kids were bad, and the kids did bad stuff, and the kids grew up to be, you know, adults doing bad stuff. I mean, it's sad. But good on this sheriff. That's awesome.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.